Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in Christ especially, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast, number 155. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today, to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you and motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ right where you are to those who are not believers in Christ. You can get one if you want one, because God will give you one if you pray for one. Pray for lost souls to be saved. Tell others about Christ. You don't have to wait on your slow-moving church to do so. You can do it for Jesus and for the church. Be the soul winner in your church. Bring somebody to church with you as we used to do back in the day, every Sunday. Feel ashamed and embarrassed if you don't bring somebody, or if you're not responsible for somebody showing up at the house of God because of you on Sunday morning. Don't just bring your family, bring another family. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ from time to time, specifically, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. We have enough of that. They just need to go. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Just go and tell people what Jesus did for you. Just go and do it. Kind of like the Nike commercial. Just do it, man. There's certain things in the Christian faith that you just need to do. One is prayer, another one is witnessing with Christ, another one is obedience, whether you feel like it or not. Just do it, just do it, just do it. Get the job done. In the words of Coach Belichick, do your job. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 13, 18, and 19, which reads, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When any one heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside." Beloved, allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. Jesus interpreted his first parable to help his disciples understand it, and the others that followed. Some people heard Jesus' preaching about the kingdom, but like hard soil, the truth did not penetrate them. Satan snatched the message away before they really understood it. The four soils represent four types of reception people gave the preaching about the kingdom. Hopefully we will deal with that more in the next episode. Our soul winning quote today is from C.T. Studd. He said, "Some wish to live within the sound of church and chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." Can somebody say amen somewhere? Our soul winning devotional is part 20 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism by Robert E. Coleman. Association, the foundation of follow-up, continued. Mention should be made, he said, too, of that small group of faithful women who ministered to him, that is Jesus, out of their substance, like Mary and Martha, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Susanna, and many others. Some of these women were with him to the end. He certainly did not refuse their gracious kindness and often took the occasion to help them in their faith. Jesus welcomed their assistance, but did not try to incorporate these women into the select company of his chosen disciples. Jesus did not have the time to personally give all these people, men or women, constant attention. He did all that he could, and this doubtless served to impress on his disciples the need for immediate personal care of new converts. But he had to devote himself primarily to the task of developing some leaders who in turn could give this kind of personal attention to others. In our next episode, we will look at association, the church, as a continuing fellowship. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for using us to inspire and to encourage and to motivate others. Lord, and ourselves, to be a witness for you in these last and evil days, to tell others the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, through faith in him. We pray that millions around the world will hear the gospel through the people listening to this podcast so that they can be saved from the hell to come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.